The last shackle closes on your wrist with a loud clank. Your arms and legs are now suspended, spread, while you lie on your belly on a cold metal table. I move around to your face. I pinch your cheek with a grin, then slide the blindfold on. I walk away. You hear me preparing our toys for the evening, laying them out on a table a few feet away. Your heart flutters when you hear a loud, low clank as I lay a heavy metal object down. You can feel yourself growing moist with anticipation. I admire the collection I've assembled. Tonight will be fun, I think to myself. I walk back over to you. I love seeing you trust, helpless. My cock twitches and begins to grow. You feel something warm and smooth touch your face. It strokes slowly along your cheek. Instinctively, you turn your head to put your mouth on it. You suck sloppily on the base of my cock, the only part you can reach, despite turning your head as far sideways as you can. I slowly pump back and forth, letting your lips slide a little further up each time. Finally, the head reaches your mouth. You slurp it up hungrily. I stand still while you play with it. Your tongue runs slickly over the head, around the rim at the base of the crown. Your lips try to pull more in, and when they can't, they settle for a gentle, twisting massage. Your head strains to move further forward, to have more of me in you, but you're too tightly restrained. I take a step back, and your mouth searches frantically. You want a little more cock, I ask. You say that you do. Then hold still. You wait obediently, mouth open. I step up to you and ram it deep into your throat. You moan as it fills you, just savoring it for a moment before you start to massage and suck again. I pump slowly while you work. You hear a noise, a small crack and then a buzz, but you don't pay much attention to it. I push myself in as deep as you can take, then pull back out. You gasp, begging to let you keep sucking. I push it back in. As my cock reaches as far as it'll go, you feel a sudden burning sting on your neck. I've just zapped you with a small electric prod. You scream around my cock, the vibration sending shivers through my body. I thrust again and again, zapping you at each peak. You scream and moan and pull uselessly against your chains. Your mouth isn't even massaging me anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm fucking your face so hard that I can feel a little pre-cum beginning to leak out. I give one last thrust and zap, then step back again. Did you like that? I ask. You gulp down a few breaths and tell me quietly that you did. I laugh. You don't sound very enthusiastic. You're not lying to me, are you? You mumble that you loved it, still dazed from the shocks and the relentless pounding. I walk away and set the little prod down. I'll have to get a bigger one soon, I think. I look around the little table and select my next toy. Well, toys. You hear me walk to your side. For a moment, I just stand there, adjusting the things in my hands. My cock is poking you in the side, leaving a sticky trail of your spit that makes you break out in goosebumps. And you feel it. A tickle in your ear. You gasp. A feather moving out to your earlobe. You shiver as it runs under your ear. It darts to your cheek, skipping along on the sensitive skin. Then it flits back down, dancing over your neck. It passes under you, over your chest, teasing the top of one of the hidden breasts before darting to your armpit. You struggle against your shackles, begging for relief. "Oh, but we haven't even started yet," I growl. The feather slides quickly along the side of one of your breasts. The cold metal of the table mashed against your nipples seems to become colder. The feather twists on the breast and then runs back up your back. It seems to move randomly, but slowly. It makes its way to your waist while you whimper. A sudden burning sting makes you squeal. I laugh, looking at the red welt my paddle just made on your spread ass. Move the feather quickly to tickle the sensitive skin, to make it feel better. After a few moments, it starts to climb down. It flits between your inner thighs, making them try to close. The chains hold you in place, but you strain anyway as it reaches the back of one knee. I spank you again. A feather is meandering further as smack after smack makes you buck. It reaches the soles of your feet and your toes curl. I smack again. Your ass is so red now. You can feel the heat rising off of it. The cool air only soothes for a moment before the paddle hits again. Feather is crawling back up your legs. You beg me to let it relieve the burning. It gives the slightest touch to your stinging skin before it darts down, teasing against the hood of your clit. The spasms this causes wrench your body around, twisting as much as the restraints will let it. Another blow from the paddle goes by unnoticed as the feather tickles your mound. I smile. Good, I think. I walk away. Your toes curl and uncurl as feeling returns to them. The stinging subsides. Some. And I come back and stand between your legs. My fingers force themselves roughly inside you. You slam your body against my hand as they strain in deep. I tug hard at your insides, pulling you up and down with my whole arm. You struggle against the relentless working of my hand. A sudden burning dribble on your shoulder blades makes you scream and squeeze on my fingers. The hot wax cools quickly, tightening on your skin. My fingers are curling as another splatter on your lower back makes you twist. You wrench around wildly in your chains, aching for the release from the pain and pleasure as the sensation of the burning wax collides with the explosion of ecstasy that my roughly groping fingers are causing. Soon your back is covered in little hard piles of wax. You groan weakly as each new one sears you, and wrap yourself a little harder around my hand. With a last wrenching tug that pulls you up off the table, I stop. You crash back into it as my fingers slide out. I walk around in front of you and say, "Clean them off," holding my fingers out to your mouth. You eagerly lick them clean, relishing your taste. I pour a last bit of wax on your neck as my fingers shove into the back of your throat, gagging your squeal. I wipe my wet fingers dry on your cheek and go back to grab my last toy. You wait, breathless. You hear a metal scrape and you moan. You don't know what this is, but you're eager to find out. I walk around behind you. I rub a testing finger along your cunt. You're dripping with anticipation. You groan as your lips part and something cold and hard shoves its way in, It's a piece of rebar, 2 feet long and as wide as my thumb. It presses in slowly, scraping across the walls of your pussy. The ridges make them ripple and writhe as it passes. It's pumping now, hard and deep. It slams against your cervix over and over. Your screams turn into little moans as it pounds it repeatedly. My cock is rubbing against your clit, soaking wet from the juices pouring out of you, stirring you like a cauldron, twisting, wrenching the hard metal rod around. Its rough surface scrapes your insides. It's moving too fast. My hands are a blur as they pump it inside you. Your cunt squeezes around it, trying to hold it in each time I rip it out. Finally, I pull it free with a wet slurp. Your hips sway madly around, trying to find it. Your hole looks like it's gasping as it tries to grab onto it, finding only empty air. Suddenly, it finds my cock, and you all but pull me in. Then I'm pounding. My cock is even thicker, but you grind against it relentlessly. You're squeezing me, shivers running up your body as it slams in, bending as it hits the dead end. It slams harder and harder. You hear the banging as the rebar falls out of my hands onto the hard ground. I grab your hips and pull you frantically, both of us gasping, moaning, grunting. You scream as your orgasm explodes from within you. It feels so good, and I come hard, painting your insides white with thick, ropey strands. I keep pounding, and your explosion continues, burning you up as it overwhelms you. With one last scream, I bury my hips against yours. A last hot jet sprays inside you. Your orgasm cascades around your body for a few more moments before your tensed muscles relax. I step back, letting go of your hips. As my cock slides out of you, you feel some cum slide out, splattering noisily onto the floor. That was good, baby, I whisper. You hear me walking away. The door opens and closes. I'm gone. The only thought that manages to flutter through your cloudy mind is to wonder when I'll be back to fuck you again.